Welcome back to the Forex Beginner Podcast. It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. We are back in the market. It's another week of opportunities. It's another week to grow. It's another week to get more confidence, to get more experience, and of course, to get closer to your dreams in this market. Now, on today's podcast episode, I want to talk to the believers. On today's podcast episode, I want you to understand, and I had a weekend where it was just filled with just insight on where I am spiritually and where I need to get to spiritually in order to manifest this next stage of what God is doing in my life, right? And I want to talk to the believers because I want you to understand that, yes, this is Forex, but I don't want you to go about achieving success in this market looking at it as Forex, all right? And if you get what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say or what I'm trying to convey to you is that I need you to put on your faith glasses, all right? I want you to approach this skill set. This is what we got to do. And this is what I was doing, right? And it really elevated me. And then I kind of took my faith glasses off and I started looking at Forex as a normal Forex trader that's just coming to the market. They're buying courses. They want to learn. They want to get their skill set up. I'm talking to the believers today. We have to look at this whole journey with our faith glasses. Yes, there's certain knowledge that we need to get, but I'm telling you, once you understand the basics of how the market moves, you understand, you know, how we buy and sell currencies and different things like that. You understand how brokers work. You understand, you know, how to read a chart and different things like that. It's time to get to a point where you put on your faith glasses. This is the time where you're standing on your belief in what God told you he's going to do for you through this skill set. You're standing on the principles of faith that you know are tried and tested, tried and true from your life and from the things that you have gained experience in, trusting God and using your faith throughout your journey, how many ever years you've been on this planet. You got to apply that to this journey because there is no mentor. There is no course. There is no nothing that's going to make you successful in this skill set. But faith, it unlocks all things. It unlocks all things. You want to see God move in your situation. You want to see God open up and give you insight like you never had before. All you got to do is apply your faith and he'll do it. The Bible says if you have just the faith of a mustard seed, all right, God can move mountains. Okay, so imagine what God can do if we apply faith of a mustard seed to this skill set. I want to talk about that today because I think I've drifted away from the faith component, and that's the most important part. And what I've been reminded of this weekend is that that is what's going to take me to the top. It's not going to be a podcast interview. It's not going to be a mentor. It's not going to be more information for me and my journey, for me to get to where God has put in my heart for me to be, the vision that he's given me with this skill set. It's going to take nothing but faith and building up my visualization to see where it is God is going to take me and standing on his word. And that's going to propel me to get there. So I want to talk about that today. So if this is for you, buckle up your seatbelts because we're finna get into it. Let's go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader, checking in. This is a new week of opportunities, and this is the podcast where we're bringing you that motivation, inspiration, and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable Forex trader. It is an honor to be here with you today as your host on this beautiful, amazing, encouraging podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the faith the faith aspect of trading. And I was reminded, because let me tell you, it's easy to get distracted on this journey to want to just do things in order to be successful, to want to backtest more, to want to study more, read more books, right? Go meet with mentors to get more information in order to advance yourself in the skill set. And those are the natural things to do. And there's nothing against those things. But for people of faith, for people, believers, people that really live a life trying to get better and live a life of righteousness and that confess that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, our Lord and Savior. For us, we can tap into a supernatural power that is so far much more greater than this world, so much far more greater than just anything. And that can get us to where we want to be. And I think that is the stage where many need to understand that once you get the information, now it's time to apply faith. And in my journey personally, you know, I've been asking myself questions like, Calvin, man, like, why you had so much growth, you know, in year two? Why are you at a standstill? Why aren't you continuing to jump at the level you jump between year one and year two? What happened? Why are you leveling off? So if I could describe my progression on the journey, it would literally be one, like year one, learning, of course, but still kind of hovering around that bottom line. And then year two was like a drastic jump. You know what I mean? Just going into profitability, getting funded, multiple payouts. And then year three, we kind of flatlined where we're just sustaining that area. Actually took a little dip low and then got back up and just kind of just flatlined there. And then now heading into year three, now heading into year four, it's like I'm searching again. I'm like, I don't want to have another year three where I was like, I'm just maintaining what I was already doing. Like, how do I jump to the next level? And it really just came back to, Calvin, you've done enough natural things with this skill set. You've learned, you've created strategies. You know what you're doing when you look at the market, but it's time to take the belief and really take it to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Like, just to lay it out plain and simple, like, it's time to take it to a spiritual level. All right. A supernatural level. It's time to allow the principles of the Word of God. It's time to allow that to take its rightful place and steer this ship. And what does that look like? I'm definitely studying. I'm studying in the Word of God, what God talks about when it comes to manifesting something that's in your mind, something that you can see in your mind, something that you can imagine, and bringing it into reality. Now, if we all look at our lives, we've been able to do this with multiple things. For me, you guys have heard me talk about me as a young kid growing up watching the Miami Heat and always, you know, dreaming of going to a game. And when I did get an opportunity to actually go to a game, I was always sitting high up, you know, 400 section. That's at the top up there. My wife brought me tickets to a game when we were actually dating before we even got engaged. And we were sitting all the way at the top, like literally all the way at the top. You couldn't see nothing. And then manifesting in my mind that one day I'm going to be able to sit on the floor, right? Just believing that that's going to happen one day. And then, you know, years later, almost 10 years later, you know, I'm able to make extra money trading and I'm able to buy, you know, seats that are literally behind the bench. And I'm able to do that multiple times, not just one time. So that's something that, of course, applying my faith to, seeing that vision early on years ago and just believing that one day my life is going to be in a place where I'll have the finances to do these things, not knowing that trading was going to be something, right? Because to be honest, somebody told me about trading a long time before I got started, and I just was totally against it and bashing it, right? Who knew that I would be this ambassador for trading now, right? It's crazy. But I always kept my eyes open and stayed in belief that God was going to send me a vehicle to be able to accumulate the income needed to do the things that I wanted to do. And so for me, it's like it's time to apply that faith and that belief to this stage of where I'm at in my trading journey of just literally feeling stuck. You know what I mean? Literally feeling stuck. And so what I'm doing is I'm manifesting what it is. You know, I'm visualizing rather. Where do you want to go next? All right. Where do you want to go next? What type of house? Okay. What type of vehicles? You know, my wife is pregnant now, adding in our third and last child. So we got to upgrade the vehicles. You know, our two SUVs right now, they only sit five people in both of them. So we got to upgrade. You know, we got to get one of those 7-8 seaters now. So what type of vehicles? What type of relationships? Okay. What type of relationships, Calvin, do you want to have, not just with your wife, your kids, your other family members, but what type of relationships do you want to have in general? You know, getting better with relationships. Next thing is health. And these are in no order, of course. Like, I'm just saying the totality of just where we're going here. I'm thinking about my health. Where do I want my health to be? My impact, my mission, my legacy that I leave on this earth. God, how do you want me to impact this world so that I can draw people back to you? You know, we're already doing that with this podcast, but what's the next stage of that? Okay. And then, of course, when it comes to trading, how can we improve in our ability to come into the market and be disciplined and execute flawlessly? We're not worried about the results. How can we come in and just execute flawlessly? Because if we execute flawlessly, of course, we're going to manage the risk if it's a loss, but we're also going to capitalize on the gains if it's a win. So the key is just how can we execute flawlessly moving forward? And so understanding all of these areas and then now visualizing where I want to be in these areas. And then by visualizing where I want to be in these areas, taking that visualization and starting to embed that in my mind. Even if I have to, for instance, in the health category, just to be honest, like I want to get really, really fit. Like I want to be able to take my shirt off and walk around and have my wife like looking like, man, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you look like a poster child there. All right. You like a magazine guy there. Right. Like, I really feel like my body is it's positioned, or it's like the way I'm shaped. If I just tone up the belly area and just start working out, like I can be looking amazing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel that way. So even if I have to cut out a magazine of somebody else's fit body, and then cut the head off and put my picture of my head there and hang that around somewhere so that I can be visualizing where I want to go, I need to do that. Because every day I need to be visualizing where I want to go, where I want to take it, where I want to apply my faith to get to where I want to get to. So in terms of trading, I want to execute flawlessly. I want to execute flawlessly. How can I visualize that? How can I be speaking that every day over my life, right? So that's the first step. Like, I got to get back to understanding where I want to be. If we don't understand where we want to be in the areas of our lives, we're just running at money, thinking that money's going to solve it, but it's not. You can get the money and be completely empty, all right? So understanding where I want to be, visualizing where I want to be in the major areas of my life. Next thing is, now that I have that visualization, I know where I want to be, now I have to prepare myself to get it. So how do I prepare myself to get it? Well, the Bible talks about a lot of times how we can hear a word or hear positivity spoken over us, and essentially negativity, the devil, can steal that affirmation over us because of negative thinking. So, for instance, if somebody tells you or compliments you and tell you, man, I really love what you have on today. You look amazing. You look fly, whatever the case may be. And then you start feeling good about yourself, right? Then let's say you go to your neighborhood clubhouse or you go to the local store and you run into some people that you really value their opinion and you think highly of them. You run into them and they say, man, your outfit is trash. Like, you're not even matching. Your clothes are wrinkled. Like, yo, what are you wearing? That affirmation that you just received from a stranger goes out of the window because you're allowing people that you know, like, and trust to tell you differently. Okay? You were just feeling great now because they said something that is contrary to what you were thinking. Now, all of that belief in yourself, it goes out the drain. All right. And that's the same thing that happens with our dreams and goals. So many people I've met on this journey have been excited about Forex and they go through losses and blown accounts and blown challenges and they give up and they walk away. All right. And so that's going to happen when you realize and start visualizing where you want to go. Something's going to come in, negativity, you know, people doubting you. It's going to try to steal the faith and belief that you have in what you visualize. So now we need to, and this is the point that I'm trying to make in talking today. Now we got to embed ourselves in the Word of God. We got to start looking at scriptures that talk about having faith in believing what God says in His Word that aligns with what we are visualizing. So taking the Word of God and reading about people like Abraham, who was an old man, whose wife Sarah just couldn't have kids. But God telling them, listen, look up. And as many as the stars, that will be your descendants. You will have a child. And then him having the faith to believe and then one day manifesting his son. You know what I mean? And so these are the things that we got to do. We have to be in the scripture, reading what God says about faith, reading what God says about believing and believing that God will do it. That's it. That is it. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm really being intentional about just every day reminding myself that this is what's most important. If I'm going to visualize something, I need to be able to know and stand on God's word because God cannot lie. And that's why it's important to stand on His word. It's not like some spooky, you know, magical stuff and you got to chant these scriptures. No. It has nothing to do with that. God cannot lie. That's it. He cannot lie. So if God cannot lie and if God sent Jesus to the earth, now this is for my believers, if God sent Jesus to the earth and Jesus died, took on body, He was a spirit being, eternal being that put Himself into a human body to experience everything that we experience on earth so that we have no excuses to not push through our trials and tribulations. So He felt every pain, every hurt, every emotion of going through opposition. And He defeated death by literally rising from the grave. He defeated death. And at that moment, that's so significant because that lets us know that Christ has power over everything on this earth. So if we accept Him as Lord and Savior, we can tap into that power to overcome any of these little things that we're facing today. And so standing on the word and reading the word for me is not a matter of spooky wookie stuff or just some magical, you know, thing to just say and recite until it happens. No, it's me reaffirming to myself that, yo, God can't lie. And Jesus conquered this earth already. So if I'm a believer and I can tap into Jesus and I can speak things over my life in Jesus' name and Jesus defeated death, He defeated everything on earth. Yo, that means that when I'm having a time where I may be in doubt, if I'm standing on His word, I know that I can speak the things that I'm visualizing into existence. And that's it right there, guys. So that's like where personally I'm getting back to. Just intentionally, just going after the things that I believe God has called me to. And, you know, to be honest, one can say that that's our mission on earth. Identify your purpose. Identify God's calling over your life and spend every day of your life going after it. Every day of your life going after. So literally identify every area of your life and where God will want to have you in those areas. So in your health, where does God desire you to be in your health? In your relationships, where does God desire you to be in your relationships? In your marriage, where does God desire you to be in your marriage? As a parent, where does God desire you to be a parent? In your finances, where does God require you to be in your finances? In terms of giving back, where does God desire you to be in terms of giving back? In terms of influence and legacy, what type of inheritance is God calling you to leave on this earth? And then once you have those areas and you understand where God wants you to be in those areas, then you write it down. You start creating visualization around those areas. And then you stand on the word of God to support you in times of doubt. And if you just keep working, you'll start spotting opportunities. And this is the key part right here. You start spotting opportunity as you're visualizing this. You're standing on the word of God. You're believing for this. Your mind starts to see opportunities to conquer and reach those areas in which you're visualizing success in. You start seeing opportunities to team up with people. You start seeing gaps in the marketplace that you can fill. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So, again, it's for my believers, and it's also for future believers, people who are not believers right now but are listening and saying, Calvin, man, listen, man, man, I have no hope in my life right now. But hearing you talk and how you're talking and how you're speaking about accomplishing your goals and how, you know, God aligns with all of this and how Christ defeated everything on earth. And so if I accept Jesus into my life, I now have the power to overcome anything on earth. Calvin, that sounds so refreshing to me. And I need some of that. Then maybe this is the message for you. Maybe this is the opportunity for you to accept Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior. And if it is, I definitely invite you to just literally. And I don't know why we're going here, but I do know why we're going here. But literally, if you feel Christ just tugging on you, saying like, yo, you need to be experiencing this. Close your eyes right now. You can recite this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me for my sins, for I know not the things that I do. But Lord, I'm empty right now. And I need something to fill this emptiness in my life. Lord, I believe that you are real and that you literally came on earth into human form, lived a human life, felt emotions, and you died a human death. And you did this so that I can tap into the supernatural power to one day be free from death and live in the righteousness of God. And when you died, you rose again as a statement that you have defeated death. And Lord, I accept you into my life as my Lord and Savior. And I want you to come into my heart. I want you to come into my life. And I want you to make a permanent space there. And I just believe if you really believe that prayer and believe the words that I just said, all you have to do is just confess that you are born again, meaning that you have received the Lord and that you invite him into your life. Get connected with a church. get connected with some men and women of faith that can guide you, lead you, and direct you to where you can grow. This episode is a little different today, but definitely it's going to take some supernatural faith to overcome this market. It's your boy Calvin, the New Trader. God bless you. Take care. And listen, if you're on this journey and you are feeling like you don't have support, if you're feeling like you are all alone, Calvin's Forex Growth Group is available and we would love to have you. The Growth Group includes over 160, it's probably over 200 videos now of strategies, market techniques, beginner basics, all of that stuff, videos that you can watch. It includes access to our private Telegram community where you can connect with other traders that are on the journey just like you. Some of them are funded. Some of them have gotten five-figure payouts. Some of them are on their journey to getting funded. Some only trade personal accounts, have gotten multiple withdrawals. Some are just starting out. It's a mixture of a bunch of different traders at different levels, but everybody is focused, determined, and locked in. And nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. We share our mistakes. We share our flaws. We encourage each other and we're growing together. What makes us all stick like glue is that we all are going to do this for the rest of our lives. And it doesn't matter how long it takes, we're going to be on this journey. So you get access to a group to connect with other traders just like that, just like I mentioned. You also get access to our weekly Q&A calls, mastermind calls with myself. If you ever listen to this podcast, it's like, yo, man, I would love to be able to kind of bounce some ideas off Calvin or ask questions or maybe connect with him and speak with him on a more frequent basis and things like that. Well, the Q&A calls, the mastermind calls are for that. It's literally me. I get on a call. I kind of have a topic to kind of talk about, but we do spend time just dialoguing back and forth. I answer questions. I respond to statements and different things. We have conversation and I share a message or I teach something on the charts that I'm doing that I learned and I give, you know, just real time vulnerability and real time knowledge based on where I'm at in my trading journey. So you get access to that as well. And all of those things are for a one-time fee. You pay one time and you have access for a lifetime. You can log into the portal, have access to the group for a lifetime. And there's no monthly fees at all. That's it. So this is a group that's meant to be here for you throughout the duration of your trading journey. Regardless of, you know, you buy, you know, like other groups or you buy, you know, like other courses and you learn new things. It doesn't matter. The group is still here to support you and you have access for a lifetime. So you don't have to worry about, oh, I missed a monthly payment. Now I'm kicked out. Nope, we don't do that. Just a one-time fee to show your commitment. Because we only want serious people with us. And then after that, you have access. You have access to a community of people that are striving, that are growing, and that won't give up on this skill set. So if that sounds like something you need in your corner, visit www.calvinthenewtrader.com. The link is in the description. And we would love to see you on our next Q&A call. All right? And if you're looking for a prop firm, looking for a good prop firm to get started, a prop firm that's going to help you manage risk the right way, so that you can actually have a fair shot at getting funded and not blow your challenge account because you hit your daily drawdown, check out Blue Guardian. They have a tool called the Guardian Protector, which allows you, before you even take a trade, to go in the back office and you can set daily limits, whether it be a percentage limit or a dollar amount, so that once your account hits those limits, it automatically takes you out the trade and you have the option to disable your trading for the day after you hit that certain amount. All right. So these are tools that Blue Guardian, the prop firm, is putting together to help traders like you and me go to the next level in our funding status. All right. So if you're interested in that, check out Blue Guardian, link in the description. Use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one, to get 10% off your next challenge. And listen, I look forward to hearing that you are funded. And listen, man, God bless you. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When Calvin pulls up to that bank, you should already be walking out with a duffel bag on your shoulder, a big smile on your face. And that's my way of saying we all are going to be successful. God bless you. Take care. And I will holla at you later. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.